grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Well, welcome back. I know, that's a bit of a jam today, isn't it?
I love it. I love it. Hello, everyone. Kia ora.
Hello.
Apologies for my tardiness, but it was for a reason. I've been locked up in the budget hotbox, poring over the documents.
I know.
And that's what we do down at normal headquarters. We get into the hotbox and we just, you know, study. Study hard. So, budget today, I don't know if you've been keeping up, but keep up, because what they've done is foregone our suggestion of last week. It might have been a bit last minute for them, but $2.8 billion in potential cannabis taxes was our estimate from last week. It's not there in the budget.
Oh.
They could have, like, filled their little deficit, not fired anyone, not cut back. But,
surprise, anyway, surprise.
Yeah.
Hey.
And funded the Pharmac cancer drugs.
Mm.
Which, in the grand scheme of things, a paltry $250 million in the grand scheme of the government spending, $250 million, and you know, it's a tenth of what cannabis would raise in taxes. Just a tenth.
Literally.
We could put into that and fund all those cancer drugs.
Oh,
so yeah, and it's relevant because the spin-off this week did an article. This is our article of the week, news of the week.
This is very interesting.
It's quite good, eh?
Yeah.
Here's what Aotearoa might have looked like today if we legalized weed in 2020. That's the headline.
That'd be cool.
That's pretty much the conclusion, yeah. This is Rachel Judkins, and she says she voted yes in 2020 and thought, well, you know, 4 years later, let's do a thought experiment and cast your mind to how it may be. And we can all do that. Do your own thought experiment at home. Over a, what have you, some medicine or inspiration.
Because it was so narrow, 48.4% voted for.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally...
Yeah, and those results, why do they not add up to 100? It's because they actually count the ones who didn't vote for it. The ones who voted for euthanasia referendum and didn't cast a vote either way in the cannabis referendum, they're that gap between yes and no. It's about 1%. So it's like, why don't you just report the actual vote? Anyway, so in this thing, so she trawls through all the actual data, Burl, Ministry of Justice, Canadian facts and figures, USA.
Yeah.
And also, I thought this was quite good. She gave some hypothetical examples, which you can also, in your thought experiment at home. So this would range from, so what would it be like if we had legal cannabis now?
Yeah.
There may be, the first example, the impeccably dressed Ponsonby woman buying edibles for her 40th birthday from her local dispensary. It was called Kiweed on Ponsonby Road.
Oh.
It would be there now.
That is such a, what an image in my mind.
There you go. The young receptionist at a barbecue, bit hesitant about weed, but then was offered a precise dose with the same level of buzz as drinking a margarita.
Oh, and she's in heaven now.
Well, then she can titrate that dose and get it exactly right.
Yeah.
The new retirees who had never tried weed before, but curious to do a little experimentation of their own, getting some pre-rolls of Te Puke Thunder.
Hey, they'll be having a good time.
Sounds quite good, though. And these are all things that you know, you can actually look to a legal place, particularly Canada, America. You look there and say, this is exactly what happened. Biggest growth in use in, over there has been older people like that, retirees giving it a go.
Yeah.
And also, this next example, the 16-year-old girl turned down at the legal cannabis store after using fake ID. But she actually thought it wasn't very cool anyway, so wasn't that disappointed.
Ah.
Also a thing.
That's true. With it comes the kind of regulation power you get with it, you know. It's not just... this is legal, have fun.
That's right. And in fact, the article points to this modelling the Ministry of Justice did, and they showed that use would probably go up based on what's happened overseas, maybe up to 20% increase on where we are now, but then it would, within 3 to 5 years, it would go back down to where we are now, or maybe even lower. And in particular, they predicted youth use would decline.
Yes.
Access would get harder, you know, you can't use the fake ID, that kind of thing, and also not so rebellious and cool, perhaps, and you've got, like, old people and people in wheelchairs using it. They're like... So, yeah, I don't know. So, less crime. And, of course, the tax revenue we referred to.
Of course.
And then one of the other examples they did is that it fixes the problems with medical. So they gave the example of the older medical cannabis patient who couldn't afford to actually buy it. They got their prescription but couldn't afford to buy it.
Yeah.
But now they can get it over the counter. And they don't need to ration. They can get what they want, and they don't need to kind of string it out. So, yeah.
Because,
well worth having a read, I thought.
Yeah, it is well worth a read. Go to the spin-off and look at what Aotearoa might have looked like if we legalised weed in 2020. The one that caught my imagination, though, was weed-infused pineapple lumps.
Sounds good to me.
That sounds so delicious.
It does.
Honestly, I'd get involved.
That probably could have happened, and it would probably be the saving of whoever makes them. Is it Griffins? I don't know.
Yeah. Pascals?
There you go.
That
shows them,
Pascals.
That'd be right into it.
Have a think about it.
Also in the listener, just related, we talked about the Harm Reduction Coalition of Aotearoa, who did that open letter to Luxon a couple of weeks ago. So a couple of them, Julian Buchanan, Lachlan Atkins, in the listener, headlined, this is behind a paywall, but you can go and get one, or just pay 99 cents, I think, online.
It's worth it for the listener,
I
feel.
Support your journos or they all close down, you know. We've seen enough why NZ experts are calling for an end, or calling time, on the war on drugs, and they point out, it's actually 50 years old, or it will be next year, officially, 1975.
Yeah.
But of course, they wrote it in 1973.
Yeah.
Same age as me, just quietly.
So not old at all, Chris.
Well, I'm really hoping it's to call time on it. I really do. 50
it
years
is
of
time.
Any law is too much.
Yeah.
You know, come on, let's get with the modern world.
Yes.
In America, where they've been doing that, this is when the Herald and other media. Daily cannabis use has overtaken daily drinking for the first time in America.
Wow.
Mm.
That's impressive.
I'm quite impressed too. Go America.
America.
And you know, that's a good thing. Before we say, oh, shocking. Well, no, I'm sure no one's thinking that. But, you know, given cannabis is safer, it's a well-known substitute. Beer sales and things declining in America as cannabis use goes up. So, it's going to be a good thing.
I'd say so, you know. In terms of the potential destruction to one's life.
That's right. And things like crime, you know, as they documented, well, you know, goes down in these legal states and they get to raise all this tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boy, oh boy, put it into good things.
Wow.
What else have we got? Oh, here was a good one. This was last Saturday in the Herald.
Yes, this was good.
Judge voices concerns about legal cannabis schemes illicit sourcing of seeds and plants.
Right.
This was Judge Gregory Hikaka, New Plymouth District Court. Said the process gives the appearance of government-sanctioned cultivation of cannabis.
Yes.
Well, newsflash, there is government-sanctioned cultivation of cannabis. It's called licensed to cultivate. And in fact, it's been in the Misuse of Drugs Act since 1975. And people like the police and ESR have had it, but now they give it out to medical cannabis companies since 2018. But what these people had, they didn't have that, though. They didn't actually have the license. What they were doing, or what they claimed to be doing, at least in part, there was... But else going on from the look of things. But they claimed to be breeding and growing to give some to a legal cannabis company in some sort of deal.
Yeah.
And that is a thing. There's this declaration process when you have a license, medical cannabis license. I've done it myself. If you have a nursery activity or a cultivation one or a manufacturer one, you can co-opt in the illicit genetics.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is that when the scheme started and that, there was nothing legal to go on other than bringing it in from overseas. And then you'd run the risk of being like the hemp industry when way back when they legalized that in 2006, they just said, here's a list of legal hemp from France, you're stuck with that. And it's these 14 named varieties and that's it. And they've never been changed since.
Bummer.
And, well, it's also bollocks because you could say any variety is one of them. They've got no way of proving it either way. So it just means you're stuck with these 14 names. It's ridiculously stupid. On this one they went, well, no, every place in the world that's legalized cannabis, they've had a kind of magic window period or a permanently open back door, and you can bring in the illegal, and as soon as it enters your facility, it's now legal, and there's no questions asked where it came from. So we have that, and I've done it myself. You can do 20 live plants and up to 50 seeds.
Yeah.
And I brought them into AUT, and that was, just strolling down the road with cannabis plants.
As it should be.
At the moment I entered my position, they became legal. And also some good little old heirloom varieties. Some Coromandel Gold.
Yep.
I got some Waiheke Wonderweed. That's one of my favourite names.
That is a fantastic name.
The old Auckland Lemon Haze from the noughties that won a few cups and things.
That's a classic.
Yeah. So none of those things would be available, you know, if you didn't have this declaration. So it was just a bit of a surprise to that judge, I think. But,
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be a surprise to some of the, because these regulations are under review.
Mm.
And you never know, they might hear things like that and go, right, that's out the window. But that would mean you're just stuck with the dregs that companies overseas are content to give us.
But that, so that's not what we want.
You've got to be better. You've got to find something good here.
Yeah. Mm. And we're lucky to live in New Zealand, who has quite an original weed culture.
Mm.
Though it's not legal at the moment.
That's right. It's certainly been here. Going back to Mother Suzanne Aubert growing the medical cannabis at the what's now the Jerusalem, on the Whanganui River there.
Yeah.
There are remedies that are in the Te Papa on display there.
Wow.
But speaking of going to find things,
I thought that was
a good link. This was also in the spin-off, Lost, one police pistol, last seen high above a Manawatu weed patch. And they came across this by accident. They did official information going, how many weapons have the police lost in recent years? And this one came up.
So
7th of March 2022, Redacted was working on a cannabis recovery operation, Operation Emerald. Redacted recalls collecting the Glock at Redacted and did not realise it was gone until returning to Redacted 3 hours later. Redacted had been winched into 3 plots during the stated time frame. So they got the Air Force to take them back. This is in their NH90s. You know, these expensive military hardware that they're all funding and saying is all peacekeeping. Well, no. That's
money to run.
This was at least 3 days spent on this missing gun.
Oh, my God.
Taken them back, couldn't find it, went back again. That time they ditched the police and went, we'll look for it ourselves, mate. Jesus, you guys are useless. They took the specialist search team and some dogs, and they eventually found it, and it was underneath a plant. It appeared that it had been snagged. And the journo, Oscar Francis, regrets he didn't ask if it was an actual cannabis plant that it got snagged on. But I think we can take that inference that it got snagged on a weed bush.
Yes.
Yeah.
It seems like quite an archaic thing to do.
To winch
an officer down.
Mm.
I mean, and then brings the question of, like, how do you lose a Glock?
Yeah, what are they doing there in the first place? Why does the Air Force take part in this? You know, what's in it for them? Why do they do it?
I just could not stop shaking my head.
So again, another thing in their article at the beginning. What would New Zealand be like if it was legalised? Well, we wouldn't have that going on.
There'd be one more Glock that wasn't lost.
Oh, they did find it. They did eventually find it.
They found
it
in the end. Yeah.
Phew.
But still, jeez, it'd be stressful.
Yeah, I bet that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably got a bit of stick, eh, that one?
You've got an equally kind of funny one.
So there's a few tales of confusion
that
popped up this week. Number one, this is in the Herald, Nicki Minaj. This is in music department news as well, music news. Nicki Minaj arrested at Amsterdam Airport, highlighting legal weed confusion.
That is insane.
That is easy to be confused because it's not actually legal over there. It just seems like it is.
Right.
But it's still illegal under their Opium Act, but it allows the tolerance of it under certain circumstances. And in fact, every town and city in the Netherlands has a different interpretation of that, and about 2/3 of them don't allow it at all. So, but the bigger cities tend to. And export, no. So whether it was accidental or not, she had pre-rolls.
Poor Nicky.
Just like in our little story at the beginning with the pre-rolls. So they actually weighed them, it says. They got all the luggage off the plane to weigh her pre-rolls.
Oh, gosh.
And I thought maybe, because one of their things about tolerance is 5 grams. Well, that's a purchase, that's a transaction limit, not a possession limit.
Ah,
5 grams. But maybe she had said, I got it all in one go, and they wanted to see if it was over 5 grams. I don't know. But anyway, they let her go, so a bit of a non-story, but she missed her gig, so.
Oh.
There you go. So another bad effect of prohibition. All those people missed out because of that.
Such a bugger.
Yeah. What else? Warehouse, local news. This is on News Hub yesterday. Warehouse removes product with photos of marijuana plants.
This is amazing.
It was plant trellis.
It's literally just a little trellis.
Yeah, but all the little illustrative photos are big sticky buds and a bountiful indoor grow room.
And this is the Warehouse New Zealand, listeners. Like, this is...
I don't think they were mistaken. I think that just shows the growing social acceptance.
And, I think so, too.
They probably are aware that a whole bunch of their... Because, you know, do real gardeners go to the Warehouse? Really?
Oh, I can't say I have.
I suspect it's people after some quick trellis for their indoor grow.
And good on them. They're looking after it.
That's right. A third confusing story was Waka Kotahi got confused over what is offensive these days. They banned the number plate spliff And upon reflection, they went, actually, that's not offensive. You can have that now. So there's someone driving around with spliff, but what they didn't change their mind about was pee pipe. That is still banned. And there's a lesson there. And again, that just shows the social acceptance thing. So there you go.
I get so confused by the money people bandy about at personalised number plates.
Maybe spliff will go for a bit now, eh?
I mean, yeah, literally. If your number plate is spliff and you're listening, talk to me and Chris. I've got something to say to you. We have a proposition.
Yeah, put it on the B bus.
Yeah, literally. So what's coming up? Blue Frog tonight?
Yes, Blue Frog tonight. Whakamana are doing their Medical Cannabis Social Club. That's next to Silo Park. Free parking.
Yep.
And I'm going down there after work tonight. And if I feel the need to medicate, then I might well do that. And substance checking is at the hemp store on Saturday. This Saturday, 1st of June.
Yeah.
June already. My goodness. 11 to 3.
Right.
And speaking of parking, K Road has also had a change of, or the AT, has had a change of heart for K Road. They were going to do 24/7 bus lanes down K Road, even though there are no buses after midnight, and even when the express one goes, it's one every 10 minutes.
Mm.
And now they're just doing it during rush hour.
Cool.
So, which is exactly what it is now.
Yes.
Which means no change. So there you go.
Okey-dokey.
So you can come up on the weekend and not worry about being towed from a bus lane that doesn't actually exist.
That's a strong start to the month. Get your drugs tested. Figure out that you're safe.
That's right.
For winter.
Next Thursday is our high art photography exhibition.
Yes.
Hayley Thayers exhibiting at the Hemp Store.
Get down
to
it.
Opening is on the first Thursday, 5 to 8, and then it runs for the rest of the month right through to Matariki.
Good stuff. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chris. And thanks to the Hemp Store, as always. Best place. All right. Keep it buzzy out there, everyone.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a